Does it ever amaze you that in a state that really is kind of small, like we are, you can still find new places to send people?
Isn't it great? I know. This time we really wanted to make it spontaneous. So one day, like the beautiful day yesterday, you just want to get in the car. We're trying to give people some options that they can do that suits everyone, whether it's a nature lover or you're a shopper or a food lover like me.
Mm-hmm.
We give you like several choices and we take you in different directions, which is really nice.
Yeah, you have it in your new issue. You have the travel recommendations broken into three categories: meander the mountains, water everywhere, and through fields and forests. What are we talking about there?
Well, we do. You know, we take you to the mountains and we're heading up west I-70, and there's just so much to do up there, especially at this time of year with coming up where the leaves will be changing and will be just beautiful. I mean, there's the Washington Monument State Park, the CNO Canal Towpath. There's, you know, the Antietam National Battlefield is there. There's self-guided tours you can do. And then, you know, there's always great stuff. The South Mountain Creamery is a wonderful place to go and get homemade ice cream. And they sell bottled milk, which is, you know, such a retro cool thing to be able to bring back home.
Yeah, you mentioned Washington Monument State Park. And if you ask people where the Washington Monument is, most of them are going to say Washington, D.C. And a lot of the other ones are going to say, well, we've got one in Baltimore. But I don't think very many people at all realize that the first Washington Monument was out there in the hills of Western Maryland.
I know. It's just this rustic little structure, 1827. And, you know, it really honors our first president. There's no statue at the top or anything, but it's a great place to walk and just take a look, and you can climb up there.
Yeah, it really is anticlimactic after you've seen the other Washington monuments to see this, which is basically a little pile of rocks about 20 feet high. But
there you go.
But it was first.
They had to do something, and they were first, so there you go.
Okay, we've gone west. Take us east.
Okay, and so then, you know, you want water. We all think of the beach, which is great, but, you know, why not go up I-95, Route 40, if you want to sort of amble along. The Upper Chesapeake has some great little towns like Northeast or Chesapeake City, which, you know, have wonderful little shops and restaurants. And, you know, in Chesapeake City, you can sit there and just watch the giant boats come up and down the C&D Canal.
And finally, you're taking us to the forests.
To the forest, we are. This time, we're going to take you up 140. You're heading toward Westminster. But, you know, and Westminster's fine, but keep on going, and you'll cross into South Central PA. And, you know, it's a great time of year. They've got tons of farmers markets up there for apples and pumpkins and, you know, just all sorts of hiking things to do. And, you know, there's, and the big thing is it's Gettysburg's 150th anniversary. There's lots going on to remember, you know, what happened back then.
And every time you go to Gettysburg, you discover something new.
You do. You do. I know. I love it. And they've just got, you know, I mean, there's the National Cemetery. There's, you know, the all sorts of galleries. And, you know, they have that giant cyclorama that gives you a great overview. And see where the Gettysburg Address was done. And, you know, if you saw the movie Lincoln, it's a great place to sort of really connect.
Suzanne Loudermilk is the travel editor for Baltimore Magazine. The article is Design It Yourself Drives. It's in the September issue. Thanks, Suzanne, for being with us on Maryland's Morning News.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.